SAS, Australian, it returns. Yes. And one of our favourites. I love watching this young man run around. Yep. A very gifted, talented athlete that played for Collingwood and GWS.
Yep.
He was there. He got smashed to the inch of his life. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Heath Shaw.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, geez, you sound a bit tired, a bit flat. You're all right?
Well, mate, I had a sleepless night last night. Bring back some memories. SAS, what do they call it? PTSD.
Oh.
I had a little bit of that last night because the memories flashing out those clips in front of me, it's not great. And as much as it was the hardest thing I've ever done, it was the most rewarding. But, yeah, as I said, it was still hard to watch at times.
Hardest thing you've ever done. Was there any pre-season training to get sort of fit for it? Or you don't sort of strike me as the person that would do a lot of work for it, but you looked in good shape.
Mate, I trained harder for this than I ever have before in my life, like my 16-year AFL career, because, and you know this, Bernie, yes. Judge, you know this very well, you can fudge your way through pre-season, mate. There's a couple of little cheats, yeah. You can cut corners,
yes.
To get yourself through a hard slog pre-season. And obviously football comes pretty natural to us. Being in the army doesn't come natural to me at all. And so you sort of got to cover all bases. So I put in the hours and put in the prep because, yeah, the unknown is the scary part.
Yeah, that was going to ask you about that. So the scariest part for me, I went on footy camps and sort of not as bad as what you guys were doing, but the unpredictability of getting woken up at the times that you don't want to, because I love my sleep. And if I get woken up and have to do stuff I don't want to do, that makes me really angry. Did you get angry? Did you want to fight any of the people in control at any stage?
The angriest I got was probably at Sam Burgess because he was sleeping next to me and he snores like an absolute trooper.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, you need your sleep. And when you get the opportunity to sleep, you take it just to re-energise the body. And Sam, yeah, he was very consistent in his snoring. But like you said, with the commandos, as you'll see on the show, like they get up in your grill and they give you a dressing down. You don't understand. These guys are train killers. You're not going to try and hit these guys because they will kill you at the drop of a hat. So that thought never crossed my mind. A bit of spray on the face, you know, a little bit of spit flying here, there and everywhere, mate. You just keep a straight face and keep going forward.
Did it mentally break you, Heater?
That's the aim. So they combine. Mm. It combines the physical toughness, the mental toughness. You're sleep deprived, you're food deprived. And like I said, you're on edge the whole time. You don't know what's coming up next. Like when like football is very regimented and very schedule orientated. You know, you have to be at training at 8 o'clock in the morning, yeah. Meetings at 9, on the track at 10. The only thing that we knew was lights go off at 11:30 and the lights go back on at 5:30. And in between that, you've got to be ready to go at any time. So that part of it for someone who is very regimented and likes his routine was hard, but you sort of get used to that chaos and you just got to be ultra prepared and ready to roll at all times.
Heater, the toughest thing you did throughout the series, what was that? They climbed on a ladder under a helicopter. They had to climb back up the other side. They got tear gassed with no mask on. Tear gassed. How'd you go with that? And what was the toughest thing?
Yeah, the tear gas was a good start to the series.
How long did you last? Not long.
Just go in there and they said, this room is full with tear gas. And they go, there, take your mask off. Like, what? What do you mean? Okay. Only in there for a short stay. I don't think you can last too long with tear gas around you.
But we're chatting with former AFL champ Heath Shaw, who was on Australia SAS on Channel 7. Now, Heather, when you got out of there, what was the first thing you consumed?
Well, mate, I reckon in the days after I left, I would have had 7 to 8 Palmer and Potts in a row. Like, it's nearly breakfast, lunch and dinner. It was nearly like a process. It was just like, the first one was so good, I went back for another one.
2 in a row.
How many Potts?
And then, it was easy because there's a pub around the corner, so it made it easy.
Perfect. I was surprised you didn't break out knowing you and go down for a couple of pots in between.
Do you recommend anyone to do this type of show? Have you got any advice if someone wants to apply for next season? Because Bernie and I are considering it.
Oh, no.
Mate, I've heard a lot of people have, like, contacted Channel 7 to say they want to do this show, and I was like, I don't know why. Yeah. I didn't watch Series 1, so I was going in blind.
No.
So after I've done it, there's no way in the world I'll do it again. I wouldn't recommend anyone do it, but it is, honestly, the best experience I've had, and I got a heap out of it, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing, and I'm glad I did it, but there's no chance I'll ever do that again.
Never do it again.
Well done, mate.
Well, that's probably a good sign for us, Jars, never to actually do it once.
I'm going to put my name forward.
Yeah, I don't know whether you get a tick there, but a couple of big prelims on the weekend, mate. You watch closely. Absolute domination, but I think we've got the two best teams in the grand final. Who wins and why?
Yeah, well, I'm such an expert at AFL football.
That's why I asked him.
Well, it comes back to haunt you, these sort of things, when you're working in the media. I just said at the time, because Melbourne and the Bulldogs are 1-2 on the ladder, they're playing each other. Yeah. And I just said, it's halfway through the year. You don't want to peak too early. They are flying.
Yep.
So I said they wouldn't make the grand final. So that's how much I know about
both
football.
Both teams.
Good work.
Both teams in. Yeah. Melbourne were flying the whole way through. And then the Bulldogs had a bit of a lull. I'm like, all right, I might get one right. And then they just charged home. And so I think it's going to be a cracking game. Yeah. They both dominated on the weekend. And, it's the Bulldogs are going to keep on rolling. And in a way that most of the pressure, even though it is a grand final, you do have something to lose. The pressure's more on Melbourne. So I think it's going to be a cracking game, and I think the D's will get the job done.
Heater, thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate you coming on, and what a wonderful experience you had with SAS Australia. We look forward to the rest of the series. Now, on your running sheet, profession, retired athlete. I don't understand I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, I wasn't going to write unemployed, was I? Or delisted.
Last time I watched you with your bow leg and your speed.
Your big shorts.
Yeah,
and your
I did imitate a professional athlete for 16 years, so that's not a bad effort.
Good boy. You did a good job.
You did it, mate. Superb, mate. You're a great lad, and take care, buddy.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Sherry. Heath Shaw there.
He's an entertainer.
I love the way he played. I love his attitude.
Not many left like him.
But you've got to man up, mate, because this is what I want to do this.
Yeah.
And I reckon I could nail this. Yeah, SAS Australia. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Gee, you coming with me or not?
Oh, I wouldn't survive the tunnel. I think you'd get stuck in the tunnel, Jars.
What about
it? Get stuck!
Don't miss the gripping new season of SAS Australia only on Channel 7 and 7 Plus.
Shots fired, my
man.
Hey, you surely outlast Bryn Edelston. She lasted 3.5 minutes.
She's out.